I will record now for those who can't make it. So on this Wednesday, the 14th, yes, of June, we'll do a practice that just very lightly carries that theme that we've talked about now today here about wisdom and the fact that does wisdom grow as you grow older, or do you always have it? Do you know everything when you come in as a little one? And then wisdom gets clouded away a little bit, but then you start clearing it out. And as you clear it, you know it again, you recognize it. So I welcome all of us into this present moment. There's a certain amount of wisdom that you've already practiced today just by knowing to come to this space and give yourself this quiet and this little break. And you can close your eyes if that helps you have a bit more of a deeper rest. And here's a suggestion. If things are crossed, like feet, legs, I mean, if you're sitting lotus, that's one thing, but crossed legs or crossed arms, you might want to unfurl them and let them rest, and maybe, soles of the feet on the floor or heels of the feet on the floor if you're lying down, only to allow that real easy flow in the body with no restriction. And as you come to the breath, if you choose that as your anchor to begin with, maybe entertain the wisdom of your body. You might think that you are breathing, but truly you are being breathed. The universe is breathing your body. The atmosphere around you is rolling in and rolling out. And it's so automatic that you don't have to do right now. You can just be, and we'll take a couple of real, just dedicated moments of being with breath, however it is right now. And allow it to flow in and flow out and be the witness of this thing that's bringing you life right now. Just breathing. Paying reverence to the breath right now. Each in-breath delivering a gift, each out-breath releasing what is used and stale. And when the next exhalation comes, just know that that's also the part of the breath cycle that allows the body to release, let go, soften. And so when that exhale happens, go to those places and spaces that are either tight or tense or being held in some way or are out of balance in some way. And imagine that that exhale is allowing some ease, some letting go, some balancing. Inviting you to follow the next in-breath. No manipulating is necessary, just kind of following it with your attention. And know that it's headed in. All the wisdom of the body just knows when to take that inhale, and it goes right in and fills up, inflates the lungs. And then again, the body's wisdom decides when to exhale. New life and healing is coming into the lungs. And for those that have had any imbalance recently in the respiratory, just know that this soft breath in and out, it's just healing from the inside out. Bringing in new life, feeding the body. As you breathe, imagining everything that's encapsulated there, the lungs and the heart, the breath allowing the heart to continue this pumping and circulating. Consider the life inside of you. At least one of us has an actual additional life inside of them. Consider this balancing act of breathing in, breathing out, fueling, feeding all of these organs, bringing life in for digestion and assimilation. For reproduction, for elimination, all of the systems that are enlivened and healed by this breath, right here, this one. Continue to let go if you can. Allow that breath that you're paying attention to in the center of the body. Imagine now that it just flows out through both legs, through both arms, up the neck, into the head. Imagine this wave of breath, if it could just extend like a wave all the way through the body. Relaxing, if you can, the feet and the lower legs and the knees on up, all with the breath, the thighs and up to the hips. Especially that out breath, just letting go. The seat, the pelvis area, the outside of the body, up the back, the sides, the front of the body. Take the breath with you. Be aware of its power up and through the shoulders and down the arms, the upper to the elbows, to the lower, to the hands. Up and around through the neck to the head. This breath fueling everything. Up here in the head, the brain, and all of these sensory organs. Direct your breath attention now to a specific place, maybe, that you'd like it to go, as if it were whatever color you might picture it, but either maybe green for healing, maybe gold, whatever color you'd like to associate, and send it someplace without effort, that you'd like to deliver some self-healing, some love, some energy, some nurturing. Where is that in your body? Cleansing, refreshing, rejuvenating, resetting. Every breath. Now, bring that attention right up into around the eyes, behind the eyes. Take it back to where the thoughts and the narrative are happening, because they're pretty much always rolling. And can you imagine clearing out, releasing the clutter of thoughts that may not be so empowering? Clear the way. Simplify the brain a bit and just have that wisdom be able to come to the surface. Those answers that you might get to problems or questions that don't seem to have an answer. Clear out, clean out, let go of old narrative. Welcome in the new. and with your eyes still closed or lowered. And as we come to the end of this practice today, make it maybe your practice today and beyond to trust in that inner voice that sits in the corner and makes the right choice. Sending love to ourselves and to each one of us here and those that will listen to this recording later, and really all beings. Okay, O wise ones. We did our practice. Lori, check, check. I texted a check mark to my son the other day, and he knew that it was me just being snarky. Fine. And he was like, Mom, no on the check mark. <I'm> like, check. He is a loving kid. I don't know if I portrayed him right today. I love you all so much. I think I'll be hanging out with you again next Wednesday, I hope. And between now and then, let that wise you, and Lauren, yes, you are wise. I know you well enough to know you are. So carry that along with you in all your choices. Anybody wants to hang out and do a mala with me, we'll do that, okay? But otherwise, mwah, that's what
living is. Thank you. Good to see everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Cassie.
Love you. Here we are, the four musketeers. Okay, so David, what do you, and you are muted, but what do you think, what chant do you want to do today?
Let's do Saraswati.
Okay, cool. Hey, Saraswati. We're going to enliven you now inside of us and allow for that nurturing and that power of creation that's like a big wave to fill us and this group. And we're going to just keep pointing it toward David. But we'll take some of the wave. Sure we will. Let's share. Om I'm Saraswati Swaha. 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 Om, 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 I'm Saraswati Swaha. Integrating this energy into mind and body and heart. I need to stop.